Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Susan Glick and Shirley Clark of the Indianola Kiwanis Club about their upcoming family trivia night.
Tell me a little bit about the Kiwanis trivia night coming up.
Well, we're having a family trivia night where we are encouraging families to get their kids and their parents and grandparents together and form a team and come out to the Indianola Activity Center, where Parks and Rec is, on February 2nd. It's going to start at 6 o'clock. We're going to have some hot dogs and chips and some drinks, pop and juice and stuff, and then there's going to be some rounds of trivia. And hopefully it's going to be, we're asking for it to be suitable for families to be able to answer, you know, kids in grade school and such. It's $10 a piece, and that's for six and up. And it's all to raise funds for the small inclusive playground equipment out at Pickard Park.
All right, Shirley, and tell me a little bit about the playground that you're raising money for.
Yes, it's located at Pickard Park, which is east of Indianola. We have a large area out there that has been selected by a committee. And we're looking to add two pieces of equipment for being all-inclusive, meaning that all people can play with it, including we think that handicap equipment is not available in any of the Indianola parks. We're excited about this. It will be something that will be a catalyst for additional equipment at some point in time, but we're looking to add two pieces out there and maybe some other small amenities that will be available for the children.
How can people participate? How can people find out a little bit more information about this trivia night?
Okay, well, teams are like 8 to 10 people, and they can either call me at 961-3081 or at 442-6804, and those are both 515 numbers, or they can go online and contact me at skcilg@hotmail.com. And also, we're having flyers we're getting put up around there at the banks now, and they're going to be in different businesses, so they might see them out. We also should be on Facebook, Indianola Kiwanis. And then we're just asking people, it's like I said, it's $10 a piece, and that all goes to the playground equipment.
Talk a little bit about how Kiwanis got involved with the playground equipment and why it's important that the community has this.
The Kiwanis Club, I am a member of the Kiwanis Club, and we do service projects for the community. We did a handicapped fishing dock a few years ago out at Banner Lakes for children to be able to go out and fish. So we were looking at it for a project within the city that we could do that we thought would be something of great interest to many people. We have had a lot of people who have signed our grant petition. We are taking grants. We aren't seeking the money at this time. We're just seeking a grant at which we will call when we have enough to build the park.
What are some of the overall goals to be able to build this park, and what does Kiwanis and other partners need?
Well, I would like to mention at this time, too, that we're not doing this all by ourselves. The Rotary is involved, and the Indianola Parks and Rec are involved, and Park Friends have been involved at some point, and other organizations, too, to try to make this a truly community project that's supported by the whole community.
So, and what is needed for this park to be able to be built with all these partners coming together?
About $25,000 to $30,000 is what we need. Currently, we have pledges in the vicinity of $20,000. So we are very close to our goal, but we need to have that boost to get us up over and so we can make this a reality.
If someone maybe can't make the trivia night but they still want to help out, how should they go about doing that?
Well, they can contact us at any of that, or they can mail a contribution to the Indianola Kiwanis at Post Office Box 19, in Indianola, Iowa, 50125, and just make the check out to Indianola Kiwanis.
All right, one final time, give me the details on the trivia night run by Kiwanis to help raise funds for the new playground.
Okay, well, anybody can come, even if you're just an individual, you can come that night, and we prefer that people get pre-registered, but we'll put teams together that night, and this is on Saturday, February 2nd, activities beginning at 6 p.m., at the Indianola Activity Center. That's at 2204 West 2nd Avenue. The cost is $10 per person, six and up, and that includes a hot dog, chips, and some drinks. And we're going to make up teams of 8 to 10 people. They can also bring their own snacks to share at their tables. That'll be fine. If you can register by January 26th, that would be great. But if not, you can come that night anyway. And you can call at 961-3081. Or 515-442-6804, or email at skcilg@hotmail.com. And all the proceeds go to help purchase the all-inclusive playground equipment for Pickard Park. Come and have fun. There'll be prizes. This is a family activity, so we're not going to have any alcohol. We'd love to have you come and support this project for the community.
Thanks to Susan Glick and Shirley Clark for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.